Hey guys, Natalia Schneimler here. I help boy moms have a better relationship with their sons and themselves by teaching them the tools how to manage their mind so that when anything comes up in life, they know exactly how to take care of themselves and their kids. Hey guys, how's it going? I am so much better. I was sick, so I'm sorry if I didn't get the podcast to you yesterday, which is when I usually do it on a Wednesday. And yesterday was a perfect storm for me. I was sick, still recovering, and I had 3 Christmas concerts to go to for all my kids. And so it was not a good day for me to be recording, but I'm feeling much better. And I have some juicy thing to tell you, to share with you about what happened with my son. And hopefully we can all learn from it. I have definitely learned from it. I would call this one a failure combined with a success. So I think there's a lot of good things in there. So I'm just going to tell you. So I had a little bit of a fight with my son, one of my sons. Let's just keep it anonymous. I'm not going to share some details to kind of keep privacy of my sons. But the thoughts that I had about my son were he is being disrespectful, he's being unappreciative, and he's completely entitled. And guess how I was feeling? I was just so pissed off. I was pissed off. I was angry. I was not being nice. I was definitely letting him know. And I was contributing to the fight, right? Instead of not contributing, instead of doing something else, I was, you know, it takes 2 people to fight. So I was the second person fueling the fight. So this is perfect for the podcast because we all want to stop fighting. And I definitely did not want to be fighting. You know, I have this podcast, How to Be Stop Fighting with Your Son. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is terrible, right? I should not be fighting. But I'm human. My son's human, you know, and we're all learning for the first time at this age when he's turning this age. So I am going through this and I'm not perfect at it, but it's great learning material for all of us. So I just, as soon as we got home from the car, when the fight happened, I was still fuming, and I was just fuming, kind of, I was trying to stay away from him, but I started folding laundry, and as I was folding laundry, I was kind of thinking to myself, like, what am I missing here? What is going on? Like, what is he missing? You know, how can I do this better? Like, I was not in let's calm down and let's connect. I was more actually so frustrated that I couldn't figure it out that I started opening up my mind and asking myself, what's missing here? Like, what's going on? And after a while, I don't know how, but something clicked in my head. I think I was asking all these questions of myself, like, what's he missing? What am I missing? What clicked in my head was, oh, I realized he's just a kid who doesn't know. He's not someone who's trying to be disrespectful to me. He's not a person who is ungrateful. He's not a person who is being entitled, like, he just doesn't know. So maybe he's doing all those things as a byproduct of him not knowing. So it's almost like he's innocently, unconsciously being entitled or being disrespectful or being ungrateful, but he's not doing them consciously. He's simply doing them because he's missing some information. He's just a child. And as soon as I realized that, it clicked for me, the feeling changed to completely the opposite, like 180 degrees to understanding. I knew exactly what to do. And, you know, I just need to educate him, you know, talk to him. And I don't have to get upset about any of this because he's simply missing some information. It's my job to teach him. So that was extremely helpful, and I thought I would share this with you. And again, I'm not bragging here about this awesome success. I think it's like the coin with two sides. I had a terrible fight with my son, and then through some hardships, some frustration, I found something that worked for me. It might not work for you, but it's the two coins, right? The bad and the good. So please don't take this as, oh my gosh, she always figures it out. Definitely not. I've definitely had lots of fights with him where it didn't click right away, maybe click later, or the way I see it is that all those other fights where I didn't figure it out led up to this one where I did figure it out. And now I have the solution to keep applying to the future situations where we don't create a fight. We actually create the connection. So this is what happened later on in the evening when I had to put him to bed or tell him to go to bed, is I was just calm. And I, as soon as I got that clarity, I was calm, I was focused, I knew exactly what I need to do, I was certain, there was no doubt in my mind about what I have to do, what was going on for him. I was not beating myself up because I had appreciation for my own frustration. I thought, you know, this is totally understandable to react that way. Thankfully, right, sometimes we don't have that access to compassion to ourselves, but this time I did, and I was calm. So when I was putting him to bed, he said, how is it possible for you to go from being super upset to totally calm? And I told him, I said, this is exactly how. I just realized you're a kid who doesn't know, and we'll have this conversation another time when we're both not tired, like discuss the information that he doesn't know. And I was just, it felt like a little gift that I had received. It didn't feel like anything that I had created on my own. I did ask myself some questions, but it felt like a lucky occurrence that happened for me, that the truth that I discovered. But I'm sure it's a combination of both, right? I do believe I'm being guided. I do believe that also my work pays off of looking inside of me, looking within, and looking for the answers. So anyway, regardless, I wanted to share this switch inside of you. And awareness, being aware of what you're thinking, of how you're feeling, is what will get you that access to the solutions. Because if you have no idea that you're pissed off, if you have no idea why you're pissed off, because for me, I had to identify. I knew I was pissed off, like I could tell you, right? And I knew why. My thoughts were, he's disrespectful, you're ungrateful, and you're acting entitled. I knew those were the thoughts, right? So I knew, sure, they felt true, but I also knew to question everything, right? But that, all of that kind of had to be coming from the awareness of what's going on, right? So that's why I'm really inviting you as well to bring awareness to how you're feeling and what are you thinking. And then you can start to look at it, see it, and manipulate it how you want it. You know, sometimes we want to be pissed off. Like this time I actually said, you know what? I am entitled to be pissed off about this because I believe all these reasons. And that's fine. But I also don't want to parent from this place. So how do I proceed? What am I missing here? What is he missing? And right away I realized, okay, he's just missing the information that I have, and I am not recognizing that. I'm treating him as a person who should know everything I know. So that's what I have for you guys today. Bring awareness. Ask yourself, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this? What are the thoughts that I have that are creating this? And then when you're open, I really do invite you, when you have these disagreements, these friction, these fights, they're amazing windows to creating connection with your son, with anyone, with your husband, right? The same thing goes for your husband. When you have a fight or with whoever, just ask yourself, what am I missing? What is he missing? And what do I not know that he knows, or what does he not know that I know? Because we assume a lot. We assume that they should know something. We assume that they should think the way we think, and they just don't, right? And then you will open up to create more understanding, create more kind of connection with them, And then it won't be a fight for nothing. It will be a fight for growth, a fight for creating a better relationship between you two, and just way more fun to move forward. Because then you'll feel like, you know what, I'm a pro at this. I can fight and I can get out of a fight with a lot of information, and then I don't have to have the same fight again. Now I know what to do. And so the one last thing I want to leave you with is, a fight is not an indicator that something is wrong. Instead, a fight is just an indicator that you have a relationship. That's all. How you handle the fight will determine if it's a good relationship or a bad relationship in terms of how you experience it. Are you experiencing it in a bad way or in a good way? So having a fight on its own doesn't mean anything until we take you into account on how you react to it. So that's why I'm really encouraging everyone to really use fights to create connection. And then you won't have as many fights, but you'll have such a better connection with yourself because you understand yourself better. You'll understand your own beliefs better. And you'll understand the other person a lot better. You'll understand that they believe something else and that you don't have to be upset about it, right? So a fight is not an indicator that something is wrong. All right, guys. I hope this was useful to some of you. If you're still struggling in your relationship, I do believe coaching is extremely, extremely helpful because it saves you so much time and so much wasted energy by getting to the root of your fights and eliminating them or changing them or shifting them to the way that you create connection from. And so you can save you literally a lifetime or years of fighting and figuring it out. Instead, you can do that in an hour and figure out why you are causing all these fights and stop causing them. So please go to my website, sign up for a free session, www.coachingnatalia.com. Sign up. First session is completely free. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And I'll see you there. All right, guys. Love you all so much. Bye.